This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2032. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 30th, Alaska, Algeria, Benin, China, Cuba, Germany, India, Japan, Korea, South and North, Mali, Mexico, Netherlands, Nicaragua, Romania, Saudi Arabia, South Carolina, Sudan, Tibet, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. A few weeks ago, we had word from KNLS that the Alaska station was going to be off the air, perhaps for the rest of April. Not clear exactly why, something about finances and or the virus. But they were already back on the air as of April 23rd. Mauno Ritola was hearing them for the English broadcast at 08UT on 9695. And there was a notice on their, at least on their Russian language website, knls.net, saying, "Dear friends, the station in Alaska has been resuming broadcasting since April 23rd as usual. Some interruptions possible the first few days. The Madagascar station continues to broadcast as scheduled. With all our hearts, we wish you to remain healthy and with a positive attitude." Chris Krug in Tulsa was also hearing another English broadcast at 14UT April 26th. On 9580. And the next day, April 27th, I also heard this broadcast toward the end of the hour before 1500. The first thing I heard upon tune in was the anti-science nonsense of a creation moment. So much for that. Anyhow, the other English hours are at 10 on 9580 and at 12 on 9795 and 7355. I previously reported the Algerian relay via France on 7295 appeared to be jammed by some tones, and now John Collins in Birmingham says some other Algerian relays via France are also being jammed one way or another. For instance, at 20UT, he was hearing 9965, although we don't think that's an Algerian frequency, and at 2125 on 5940. The question is, who would deliberately jam Algeria? It's quite a stretch, but DXers on medium wave in western North America hear a carrier on 1566 kHz in the early evening, which is believed to come all the way from Transworld Radio Benin, such as at 05UT on April 30th for Nick Hallpatch in Victoria, B.C. It seems to be a summertime phenomenon. Mauno Ritola reminds us that TWR has added another frequency from the same site, but it's aimed at Nigeria, 1476 kHz, so check for them both. Fire Dragon musical jamming from China was audible here during the noon hour, unexpectedly, on two frequencies in the 31-meter band, before and after 18UT, April 30th, 9360 and 9970. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Ken Zicke reports dead air from Radio Havana, Cuba, 15370, supposed to be in Arabic, April 18th at 2040. Instead, he found that service on 16180, which is, of course, supposed to be a spy numbers frequency. And a few minutes later, they did switch to the numbers instead of RHC Arabic. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. The weekly Esperanto broadcast, supposed to be at 15UT during the summers, on Sundays only, was missing the last 2 weeks in April. Instead, they continued in Spanish on both frequencies, 11760 and 15140. I did, however, listen to that edition later via the web, when they claimed to be at 16UT, the winter timing. The extremely distorted spur blobs out of the 13700 transmitter were back on the 13 MHz band the mornings of April 27th, 28th, and 29th. The other fundamental frequency on that band went back to 13740 after a while on 13780. Seems they can't make up their mind which one to use. But as of April 29th and UT 30th, we were finding Radio Havana, Cuba on some brand new unexpected frequencies. Perhaps Arnie's just getting around to juggling them. 11800, April 30th at midnight 16 in Spanish, heard there instead of 11850 or 11700. So does it replace one or the other or both? Not clear. Another brand new frequency, 9340, April 30th at midnight 21. In this case, two of the other 31-meter channels were not being heard, so does it replace them? 9535 and 9640. Furthermore, in the morning of April 30th, and also the previous morning, as logged by Wolfgang Büschel, 7350 replaced 7340. In this case, it appears to be a void interference from Asia on 7340. We have news from Greenville of a drastic reduction in output of Radio Marti, which is its main client now. The overnight broadcasts are being dropped, effective May 2nd, no longer on the air on several frequencies between 04 and 10 UT. That would leave only one broadcast of Voice of America during that period, maybe still on the air, French at 06 UT on 9885, but that too may be dropped, so they can just close down for 6 hours. Before this would happen, on April 27th, I was listening to 7335 and 7365. Before and after 06 UT, there was a hit parade program until the top of the hour, and then Radio Revoltillo, a show of revolting comments. But these are probably repeats of earlier in the day or earlier in the week, where they might still be audible. This may have been in the works for some time. John Filiozzi points out that the Miami Herald reported some time ago that there were plans to budget cut Radio Marti from $29 million a year to only 11. What about the Radio Marti in DRM, which has been running from 17 until 02 UT on 7340 to 7350? Craig Christ says, I asked about the Radio Marti cutbacks when I sent my DRM report. I was informed by Gerhard Straub, Director, Broadcast Technology Division, USAGM, the Greenville cutbacks are not currently impacting the DRM transmissions. Alan Rowe in the UK says about Germany, the website of Channel 292 is now showing two additional frequencies available for booking, not only 6070 and 7440, but 3955 and 9670. Initially, only one program was booked, but others may show up. Corges Radio on 3955, Sunday 3 May at 17 UT. It's already been on the air for a year on 6070. The special program on its anniversary, May 3rd, includes 10 to 11 on 6070 via Austria, in this case, not Germany, 17 to 18 on 3955, a repeat. The regular schedule is 10 to 11 on 6070 on the first and third Sundays. That's via Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener, who says the program they carry is called Schlager und Volksmusik. And a later report from Alan Rowe says, Radio Waves International has scheduled overnights and Saturdays throughout May at midnight to 01 UT on 3955, the newly added Channel 292 frequency, in addition to their regular transmission Sunday at 06 on 6070. And Evo says also Saturday at 07 on 6070. But in any event, at midnight UT on 3955, it could propagate as far as North America, amateur interference permitting. Also from Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener, the following about India. For years, on the first Sunday of May, radio stations joined for a broadcast of bird songs worldwide. A portion of this was also broadcast in the English Overseas Service on shortwave of All India Radio. After the European Broadcasting Union and original organizer RTE in Ireland called off the event this year, All India Radio stepped forward as organizer, according to a story in the HindustanTimes.com. On Sunday, May 3rd, AIR will air morning songs of birds from around the globe to spread a message of hope and a victory over odds. May 3rd is International Dawn Chorus Day. Every year, the morning melodies of birds broadcast live by radio channels. It moves from one country to another, from east to west, along with the sun's rays. However, the COVID-19 ravaging many countries, live broadcasts have been difficult. In Ireland's radio and EBU, prime movers decided to call it off this year, but AIR is putting it forward on its own crowdsourced Dawn Chorus. Around 22 countries from the EBU have already sent recordings, also crowdsourced. Unfortunately, this story has no details on which stations, which times, which frequencies, or which websites. Unlikely to hear it on shortwave now, I think, but check around for various webcasts. Alan Rowan Engman says there is virtually no new programming being produced on the Radio Japan English service. It now consists of 10 minutes of NHK World Japan Newsline TV audio, followed by repeats of earlier broadcasts on other days, including Easy Japanese on Mondays and Fridays, reading of short stories on Saturdays. The only exception seems to be Friends Around the World, broadcast on Sundays. However, English has been going out at unexpected times in other language services. Ira Holmes in Central Florida says he was surprised to hear early April 23rd, NHK in English signing on at 0415 UT and then featured programming until 0500 on 6105. That is normally off the air at 04 UT after 2 hours of Japanese, and it was not heard on following nights. But here are some more English TV news segments heard during other language services of Radio Japan. Alan Rowe says, the first 10 minutes of the Burmese broadcast, April 25th at 1430 UT on 11740. And others from Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. The 1430 Persian service, April 28th on 13680 via France, included English news, 1432 to 1445. The French service at 0530 to 06 on 11730 via France, April 29th, had English news at 532 to 542. Also, the Arabic service at 06 via France on 11975, English news at 0602 to 0610. And here's another surprise from Richard Langley in New Brunswick, listening to WRMI 9955. UT Thursday, April 30th at 0145, they switched from music to NHK World Radio Japan in English via World Radio Network until 0200. This week's report from Ron Howard about the jump-around frequency changes made every Monday by the clandestines from South to North Korea as of April 27th. VOP was on 3480, 3910, 3925, interfering with Japan, 4445, 6520, and 6600. And VOH was on 3985, 4880, 5995, 6245, 6350, and 9095, both of these around 1015 UT, while the other one, Voice of Freedom, still on 5920, good reception at 1020, and not jammed, which was still on 6135. Voice of Korea will say something about the whereabouts or existence of Kim Jong-il when they're good and ready, but Richard Langley has been monitoring some of their English transmissions, says as of April 30th, with ongoing speculation about Kim and even reports of new structures being built in Pyongyang for a massive funeral, there was no mention of anything relevant in today's VOK English broadcasts. Dan Sheedy in Encinitas, California, says it was nice to hear Quran recitations, presumably for Ramadan, with good modulation from Mali on 5995. April 27th at 0602. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2032. A non-commercial program, also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Ann Finelli in Elma, New York, who sent a check to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. From El Economista, Mexico City, April 14th, I translate and summarize. Radio Centro, 10:30 a.m., returns to the air after 35 months of silent microphones. It's back on the air from the capital after having been turned off in May of 2017 due to the impossibility finding an appropriate location for technical reasons for medium wave transmission in the densely populated Mexico City. XEQR is part of the Grupo Radio Centro, and the new location is in Iztapalapa. However, initially it was rebroadcasting programming from Universal Estéreo. And the story goes on about how various other Grupo Radio Centro AM and FM stations in Mexico City have made changes in the last few years. Richard Lemke in Alberta reminds us that the mighty KBC from Netherlands via Germany is now making its summer frequency change from 5960 to 9925, in use from May through August for the weekly broadcast to North America UT Sundays from midnight until 02. Around mid-April, Harold Frojan, Michigan says, I've not heard a hint for at least a couple of months of the Pescador Pastor 8989 USB, sort of from Nicaragua. Has he thrown in the towel or is he electromagnetically distancing? It's a preacher who sometimes throws in some music. He's usually been active around 2230 to 2330 UT. A Michigan area radio enthusiast, Ken Zicke, comments about Radio Romania International. The DX Mailbag show, in English, went into a repeat of the 11 April Through the Looking Glass show, as heard 19 April at midnight 40 UT on 6040. About the virus and its impact on children, about domestic violence, which intensified when the kids are not in school. Sign-off announcements at midnight 55 and into French at the top of the hour. Another broadcast he heard on April 22nd, 7310 from 2205. The English hour starting with news, much content about Romania and the virus, and some non-COVID-19 stuff like Visit Romania and classical music. Happening in Romania included both virus and non-virus info. Unlike some stations, he says, it seemed to be using the virus as an excuse to shut down services. RRI seems to be stepping up their game and is doing a good job. From Osceola Mar State Beach, California, Ron Howard's latest reports about the Sarawak services broadcast via Peninsular Malaysia, April 29th at 10:44, Sarawak FM on 9835 with a Maghrib call to prayer, and at 10:52, YFM, WAI, on 11665 with an ID, and phone conversations in vernacular, but audio was less than perfect. Ken Zicke reports Saudi Arabia with Quran on 13710, April 17th at 1612. He says they have decent English programming on satellite, why not on shortwave too? Yes, as I recall, it's also webcast, 5 hours of English starting at 1600, but never on shortwave. Ken Zicke was hearing Brother Stare on WRMI 5850 starting at 03 UT, April 16th. And he says it may be time to check on the progress of his criminal trial. Yep, the last action was in May last year, and that was a preliminary hearing, and the case is still listed as pending. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports, after about 1 month out of air, Sudan radio is again heard with Arabic comments and East African songs on 7205, April 24th, before and after 17 UT. And Wolfgang Büschel also reports it, back in regular service, fair signal, at 0604 UT, April 25th. Ivo Ivanov reports a new schedule of Voice of Tibet, clandestine via Tajikistan site, is monitored April 29th. He was not hearing them on any frequency in the 9800s between 1230 and 13 UT, but during the following hour, all new frequencies changing every few minutes. I won't go into the details, but as usual, they are split frequencies ending in 3, 4, 6, or 1, not in 5 or 0, at various spots between 9794 and 9884. There was another broadcast between 23 and midnight UT in the 7480s or 7490s, yet to be confirmed. I check the Voice of Turkey English to North America broadcast almost every day at 22 UT on 9830. And during the past week, it's been missing more often than it has appeared. It seems their success rate is less than 50%, and when it is on, they claim it's the 1230 broadcast on 15450. Something's always erroneous at Emirlair and or awry at Ankara. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight also listens to Voice of Turkey, and he says with the COVID-19 pandemic, VOT programming consists only of news with depressing statistics of infections and deaths in Turkey and other countries. Is nothing else newsworthy going on in Turkey these days? Surely they can do better than this. And that comment could apply to many other broadcasters. Also, he says, I advised them of a problem of a noisy defective transmitter at Emirlair concerning German on 13760 and Turkish on 13635. I sent them MP3 files and got a reply from Mr. Hassan Altan of TRT Engineering. He says, "Thanks for your interest. I reported the problem to station staff and engineer and hope to solve the problem as soon as possible." I ran across a couple of U.S. Civil Air Patrol nets this week. Listen for classic paramilitary lingo like Wilco, beeps closing transmissions, and the keyword Tri-Blade, as well as many other colorful tactical call signs. Saturday, April 25th at 14:36 on 12098 USB. And another one was Thursday, April 23rd at 18:55 on 14902 USB. If you hear some classic tunes from the American Songbook, such as Nat King Cole, chances are it's the Voice of America Korean service, which plays a lot of it. I wonder if this is a big thing among Koreans, or by the VOA Korean music director, or retaliation for K-pop, such as April 25th at 14:46 on 9410 via Philippines, and 12080. A reminder of WBCQ's musical special big broadcast of 2020, scheduled for Tuesday, May 5th at 21 to 22 UT on 7490 and 5130. Unfortunately, judging from other programs at that time, other days, including World of Radio, both signals will peter out well before they reach Mid-America this time of year at that time of day. I hope they'll be repeating it after dark. As I tune in WRMI 5800 April 28th at midnight 10, they said, "Weather around the globe." Okay, but that was followed by music. Of course, it was SMTV relayed. Just another example why it's not a good idea to run TV soundtracks on radio without translating video-only info into audio. I can just imagine the graphics with the maps and temps. Ron Howard in California reports, 5850 WRMI, April 24th at 08:30. I heard the unmistakable voices of Tony and Sharon Alamo. Hard to believe that in this day and age a station would still be airing these recordings. He was convicted of horrendous crimes against underage girls and sentenced to life in prison, where he died May 2, 2017. The program was quite old, dealing with his conspiracy ideas about President Bush and the Vatican, etc. The whole program was strongly anti-Catholic and anti-government. John Filiozzi replies, "While I understand the fraught and threadbare business plans that private shortwave broadcasters have to deal with, I'm always deeply disappointed and worry about the image of the United States that's projected by programs like these. Every nation has its wacko fringe groups whose grip on reality seems tentative at best, and the First Amendment here does grant them the same free speech rights afforded all Americans, but it should be said that it in no way entitles them to airtime on any broadcast outlet. The latter are free to decide whether or not to provide it." Tibor Gaul in Hungary says, "I'm surprised and wonder how much money those organizations have who could rent such high-powered transmitters for years or decades." And Ron Howard replies, "Would be interesting to know who is paying for the airing of these programs and who pays to keep their website active. Especially puzzling in light of a 2014 news story, and I believe there were other civil suits filed." It says in part, "An Arkansas judge awarded $525 megadollars this week to seven women who alleged they were sexually abused as children by former Christian ministry tycoon Tony Alamo, after the Alamo church failed to respond to a lawsuit, according to the LA Times. The civil suit stems from the conviction of evangelist Tony Alamo, who is currently serving a 175-year prison sentence in Tucson after having been convicted in 2009 of 10 counts of sex trafficking minors. Church officials are now facing having their properties taken and sold in order to settle the judgment." This is a weekly broadcast, and Alamo's voice had also been heard on Sundays starting several months ago via transmitters in Germany and Uzbekistan, according to Jari Savolainen in Finland. I happen to tune across 10:40, April 25th at 0603 UT, WHO Des Moines, Iowa, in dead air for 3 minutes, until it came to life with the start of Coast to Coast AM. What would Ronald Reagan say? Is no human paying attention at WHO to its output? April 23rd at 0630 UT on 570 kHz. We're the voice of the Midwest. 570 WNAX, and some locally originated news. That's Yankton, South Dakota. And that is their slogan, according to Wikipedia, not another one listed in the NRC log, your five-state neighbor, although who knows, it may also be uttered. Both of them are rather grandiose for an AM station, but at the low end of the dial they do have rather wide coverage, or would, if they did not have special temporary authorization to run reduced power at night. Midwest is certainly an ill-defined term. One source shows all the states within this triangle, North Dakota to Kansas to Ohio. But South Dakota and others can also be considered in the Great Plains or the North Central region, but certainly not Oklahoma, although we are the only state with a Midwest city. WNAX does reach us barely in the daytime by groundwave, and it would be in the clear if it were not for KLIF in Dallas. More about the harmonics of Radio Vanuatu 3945, mainly the third one on 11835. Ron Howard in California reports it, April 26th at 0705, another day with entertaining reception. News from 704 to 714 in vernacular. And I'm about Cyclone Harold. Fairly readable with light interference from China. Then playing country and western songs in English until 0730, chatting in vernacular. The 7890 second harmonic was poor, while the fundamental 3945 had very faint, unusable audio. April 27th at 2234 UT, Wolfgang Büschel was hearing it via a remote in Queensland, Australia, 1 hertz above 11835, with news. And April 29th at 9:33, Ron Howard had no reception of any of the harmonics. 10:14, 2485 carrier was audible. However, a bit earlier on April 29th, Bruce Churchill in California, using the remote receiver of Don Momon in Alberta with superior antennas, was hearing 11835 with a solid 45434 SINPO from Sinone at 0700 past 0800. But it died off after that, perhaps due to propagation. 7890 was also in there at the same time frame, but weaker, maybe S3, with more noise. Wolfgang Büschel has measured the exact off-frequencies of Voice of Vietnam. They've been that way for many years. 12018.683 in Mandarin Chinese at 2250 UT, April 27th. And 9839.776 in Indonesian at 2306. One of the many benefits of visiting our website, worldofradio.com, is the hit list, which is compiled and updated frequently by Alan Rowe in England. It has direct links to shortwave and webcasting stations in various specific parts of their websites. The latest update concerns changes for Austria, France, Greece, Laos, UK, and USA. worldofradio.com. Look for the hit list. There is a wealth of shortwave and DX information via worldofradio.com. You can access my daily all-band Hauser log reports in their original full form. The propagation outlook from SWPC in Boulder issued April 27th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels on 5 May, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4. Another peak to 10 and 3 on May 18th, otherwise only 8 and 3 or 5 and 2 through May 23rd. Solar flux 70, except for a dip to 69 between May 5th and 16th. Urging everyone to stay safe and take care of yourself and others. Hoping you found this program informative and will make a point of hearing me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2032 with a standard disclaimer.